Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! I'm back home. I'm so happy to be back home. You have no idea how happy I am being back home. This movie was a challenge in every single possible way that you could create a challenge. I'm telling you, from ants in my bed to a surprise snowstorm to no hot water. I mean, it was just one challenge after another. And I got to tell you, I lost it, proud of it. Of course, it was one of those parts. I mean, she was just nuts. She's just nutty and all over the place and a loose cannon. And oftentimes when an actor plays those parts kind of take them over. But I got to tell you, I lost it. And so I went back to my room to do the work. I went, okay, obviously I'm in reaction here. I don't want this. I know this state hurts my health. This state pushes away everything I'm trying to create. So why am I allowing myself to go into this state? And oftentimes when you are doing the work that I'm doing, sometimes you're just supposed to be doing work for the greater good. So this was about me, but it was also a way that I was bringing in information about what needed to be claimed for all energy in all dimensions and galaxies. So I'm going to read this through. Basically, when I went to why I was so angry, the first piece of information was, okay, this is for all energy in all dimensions and galaxies everywhere. So you have to claim this when you get to it. Basically, my pituitary and pineal glands were closed. Now, your pituitary and pineal glands are what brings in all the higher information and delivers that information throughout your body to all your hormonal highways. And then, of course, those signals get shot out and the universe responds to them and the universe of our body responds to them. So your brain receives the signals, your pituitary controls the information that comes in. Your pituitary then feeds your pineal gland, which sends the messages for all your hormones to rebalance. So your pituitary really controls your brain, and your pineal amplifies and sends those messages to your body. So you can see, okay, I'm being corrected, your body and your being. You can see why that's so important, that your pituitary and your pineal gland open wide and receive all the light and all the knowledge. So that's what we are going to claim for all energy and all dimensions and all galaxies right now. Everybody join in me. Just hold the intention. We direct all pituitary and pineal glands open wide and receive all the light and all the knowledge through divine love. And so it is. Boy, you should see I'm getting my big extra, extra, extra big yes. Okay, that really was the big news, which, by the way, if anybody's new here today, please press 1 and we'll get you in the lineup to talk to the channel. The next thing is I'm getting all kinds of questions about vaccines, guys. I'm not a doctor, but according to the energetic information my channel brings in, the vaccines are safe. And they wanted to tell us what the variants are about. The variants are coming in because of the core belief I can never be God. So, here we ask for a miracle. Please, God, help us get rid of this virus. We were given a miracle through the creation of vaccines in record time. And then we go, but I really can't ever be God because no matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well give up on everything. And so here come the variants. Because if we don't know that we are the creators of ourselves and our lives, if we don't know that no matter what I do, everything works, then we're going to go, we're just lucky we got a vaccine. Maybe I shouldn't trust the vaccine. Maybe I don't really need the vaccine. A myriad of ways that you deny the very miracle that you asked to create. So we are claiming for all energy in all dimensions and galaxies. I am the powerful God of me who consciously directs all my creation to be created joyfully and consistently through divine love. You see, when I went back to do my own work around why I was in such reaction, it wasn't about being dishonored or disrespected, which is something that I work consciously on all the time, especially in the acting world. So I thought, yeah, that's what's going on, you know, the ants and no hot water and not enough time to get the shots and the shots on the set. And then the channel said, no, there's something bigger. And the bigger thing was I wasn't being allowed to be the professional that I am. Which, of course, leads to the higher thing. I'm not allowed to be me. I just want you to sit with that one for a minute. How many of you feel at your workplace, in your marriage or your relationship, that in many ways you're not allowed to be who you are. And especially not allowed to be the powerful God of who we are. So we're claiming right now that all energy, especially ours, allows us to be the amazing, incredible, powerful creator that we are. And so it is. Anything higher. I know that was a lot, but it was really important. I hope you will all join me for our webinar this week, Thursday, March 25th. How your little child within is blocking you. The channel said there's four major teachings that all our little children share that are limiting us, which we will go into. I would suggest anybody going to join us watches the TED Talk. It's free on YouTube if you can. It will give you a good beginning of really what the website's all about. So, all right. We're going to start with Gina in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Wow. I've never been first.
Well, now you can start saying I'm always first.
I'm always first. I'm what you just said brought tears to my eyes about not being allowed to be me. So.
Yeah. I think we all experience that in the world, and we think the world is reacting to us and doing that to us when it's really coming from us, and the world is mirroring that, guys. So if you want the world to see your self-worth, you've got to see it first, right, Gina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
did you have it? Yeah.
I do. So I started seeing a chiropractor this week.
Good.
But I have this neck problem, and I have a lot of resistance to the chiropractor himself. He's very anti-vaccine, and he doesn't have his patients wear masks. And
walk
so
away.
Yeah. So I tried him this week because I'm like, okay, maybe this will change. Maybe I'll feel different. But my neck really hurts. Like almost worse than when I started. And I think I'm supposed to do this work, but maybe not with him.
Absolutely. I get an absolutely on that, which goes back to exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
You see, he didn't allow you to be who you are.
No.
Right?
I mean, he begrudgingly put on a mask, but it's like, I don't want to be in that environment. And
no,
I left the
chiropractor I was working with, who was pretty good at adjusting me. And the last time I was there, he started in about all these conspiracy theories. And I got up and I asked for my file and I said, I won't be back.
Yeah, I think I did.
Because,
kind of,
well, I can't put my energy, I can't choose someone who I am choosing to help align my energy who is so out of alignment with my energy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so is there anything else I need to know about this pain in my neck? So, I mean, there's a pain in my neck.
Yeah, well,
what does the channel say about my pain in the neck?
Well, what do you say about it? Who's the pain in your neck, Gina? It's a who.
It feels like everybody right now. I mean, it's probably
I get
my
a yes
sister
on
Shannon.
That.
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, I would first go to my sister Karen.
Yeah, and their representations. So why is Karen a pain in your neck?
Because she just blocks things, blocks ideas, blocks creativity.
Oh,
blocks communication,
and doesn't let you be who you are.
No, denies it.
Okay, so ultimately, Gina, you're not letting yourself be who you are. And that's why this is coming, all this stuff is coming at you to go, well, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore from all these people. And then hopefully you wake up if you do the work and you realize you're not honoring the God of you.
Right.
You're not allowing yourself, which now they're bringing in grief and your sinus thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're grieving about the fact that you will not allow yourself to be who you are because of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're going to grieve about that, baby. You know what to do then, don't you?
What's that? Well, I don't know if I know what to do about it. Just,
oh, come on. Come on, guys. We talk about this every week. You know,
doing the breathing exercise?
No. What do you want? Do you want to continue to allow yourself and others not to acknowledge who you really are? Or do you choose to acknowledge who you really are, which is God, which is all thought and all possibility, and that you have the power to create with that? Which one, what do you want?
I am the God of Gina.
Yes.
And I have been saying, I haven't for the last couple of days, but I have been doing the breathing exercise dating with those statements. And it's feeling normal now, where it felt, it didn't feel, it was hard to say before, but now it's
sure.
Like, of course.
You're retraining your brain. That's why.
Yeah, now it's like, of course.
But I want
to
be clear again, guys. You can be the God of Gina who does not acknowledge who you are. And you can be the God of Gina who acknowledges the power and the truthfulness of who you are.
Got it.
God is everything. So that's why we were given free will. Which God do you want to be?
The God of Gina who acknowledges the truth of who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're powerful.
Got it? Yep.
All right. Good.
Thank you.
What a good start to the show. You bet. Wow. That was important. Ms. Elise in Chicago, you're on.
Hi, V. Wow. This
Hi, babe.
Is so powerful already. Thank you.
You bet.
So I am intuitive. I have some different clairs, but I had something happen in a meditation that I was being guided through on Friday that I would like to ask the channel about. And that is when I called in my spirit team. I usually don't see like specific names or people, but I had Moses and my grandfather who passed 27 years ago, both there for me. So this was like a very new powerful thing. So in addition to me meditating to get more messages, is there something the channel has to share about that?
It's all God. Do you understand, Lisa? No matter what you call your angels, no matter what you call your guides, no matter how they are presented to you in dreams or meditations, we are all God. It's all God. It's all choice. Now, what was Moses about? How did Moses serve?
He served the people, the greater good.
Yeah, but what did he do? He freed them.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I've got it right there. Okay. And how did your grandfather participate with freedom or non-freedom in your childhood?
Hmm. Well, I guess he was a little bit of a free spirit for his time.
Okay, so he was free.
So he was himself. He wasn't, he never tried to hide who he was.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for making that connection.
Yep. Which is exactly what we were talking about and have been talking about this whole show, is the freedom to be the powerful God that you are.
Thank you.
You bet. When I say there's anything higher, Lisa, I get a no. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
You.
And you know, guys, as far as dreams are concerned, you remember my channel, our channel, says that everybody in your dream is you. Every animal in your dream is you. If you're running and running and running and running and trying to get away from something, you're trying to get away from yourself. If all these beautiful animals and people are coming to be with you and love you, that's a part of you that's coming forward and going, I'm honoring me. So start looking at the positive messages of your dreams and what you can learn from them. Anya in North Carolina, you're on.
Hey, Missy, how are you?
Missy, I'm good. How are you, baby?
I'm all right. Shifting into new things here recently. I had an interesting thing happen this morning while I was getting my breakfast together. I had finished on the stove. I had gone over to the coffee pot to my right, and I'm mixing stuff up. And all of a sudden, I hear a clunk, and I look over, and the pepper shaker that I didn't touch during breakfast at all had fallen over on the stovetop. And I went, oh, interesting. So I'm curious, was that my father?
I get a no on that.
Okay. Any who that was?
You know, Anya, I would love to give you some fascinating information, but basically the channel's just saying it just fell over.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just, hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switched, we're getting the highest knowing and understanding. Yep, it just fell over. You know, guys, sometimes stuff just happens, right? There's not a meaning behind everything, although we would like there to be, I know.
That's just so random.
It's pretty random, yeah.
Since I hadn't touched anything in that location, much less that, and that's what kind of like, what?
Absolutely understand that, but that's still the answer I'm getting.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Are we supposed to be looking at anything else? Nope. Okay.
Sometimes
tell
cigars,
that
just a
pepper shake. Okay. You tell that pepper shaker to mind its manners. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Stay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shitty Bye.
Shit. Stay, Pepper. Oh, my God. Elaine in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
so
baby.
Great to be with everybody today. Hey. Okay,
I know.
This is all great stuff that you're sharing today. Thank you so much. Okay, so I had a reading of my script a few weeks ago, and I'm incorporating all of those notes, which was so helpful. And I've made some adjustments and redirecting. And I want to know from the channel, I'm getting that I'm on the right path here with this redirection. Is there anything else I need to know, anything I'm overlooking, anything I'm not seeing that can help me so that, because, you know, my direction is I am writing something of deep impact and far reach that is inspirational, empowering, and that is brave and courageous. So is there anything else that I need to see?
Well, yeah, now you have to be a match to that, to be a match to what you're writing, which
I'm not.
Takes us back to the first of the show. You have to be the powerful God of you that successfully gets this completed and published and out into the world. Right now, you're kind of limiting it by just focusing on if you're going the right way with the writing. But you want to start creating a successful release right now.
I see what you mean. Okay. So even though I'm in the moment, I also have to be creating and focusing on the moment beyond this moment.
Yes,
energetically.
Because usually what shows up in our life a month, 2 months from now, we are creating in this moment.
How many times have you said that and I'm finally now getting it?
Oh, baby, if I had a penny for every time somebody said that to me, I'd be a multimillionaire, which is exactly why I wrote this last book, because I spell it out as simply and easily and concisely as I can. And but the more I teach this, Elena, the more I realize people hear it, like you said, they've studied it, they read it, they go to the courses, but they don't get it enough to know that they're not living it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Hold on. Now something else is coming in. We're going to a core belief. Oh, this is whatever we're going to. This is why you haven't looked down the line. This page, no. This page, year 25, 26. When I come alive again, I'm sick. Okay, so they want to know, when is the last time that you really put it out into the universe and you got disappointed? You tried to create something and you were disappointed about how it happened.
I would say that was like, it felt like my whole life up until I had made a decision that it was going to change.
Yeah. So
I'm in the shift still, yeah.
Well, you have to, and this is, remember, they took us to core belief number 8. Around why we can never be God, you have to know that any time you come alive again and are born again and are successful in birthing this new idea of yours, that health and wellness abounds everywhere in your life. Money, success, relationships, everything comes together to create a successful outcome of health and wellness.
That
okay?
feels very true. Yes, that feels true.
All righty. And
yep. Okay.
The piece itself, that's interesting. Yeah, we have to go to that siren because siren means anger. There's some anger within you about other false starts or things not being completed or not being as successful as you want them to be. You must let go of that anger and go to the feeling of love and joy of when all of this, yeah, you have to trust and
yeah.
go into love and joy and really feel into that about the success of this.
Yes, I think I can relate that, Dee, because of everything I've been through, and I come to this space where I more deeply love and appreciate myself, so I can have gratitude for all of that, because
yep.
that was part of my path and my journey to be where I am now.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just a little tiny bit of hidden anger in there.
I'm
so
sure.
Just,
and I can work through that, tap on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just
whatever.
Let it come up and go, thank you for sharing. Glad you let me know you're there. Don't want you anymore. I'm going for peace and love. Okay.
Yes. No, I can't repress it, but I can work with it. It can help me maybe even.
Yeah, embrace it.
Show me things. Yeah.
You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
I know. I'm all right. I'm on it. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Love you all.
Oh, love you too, honey. Yeah, she got it. You could hear it. Everybody's starting to get it. Can you hear it on the show? You literally can hear the vibration of, oh, my God, I'm having a V8. Julie in Indiana, you're on.
Hi,
babe.
Great show. I am looking at doing a lot of dental work, and I just cannot get a knowing about what the right path is with all
of
this.
Well, you're not going to get a knowing as long as you say, I cannot get a knowing. So you've got to start saying, I absolutely know.
All right.
What do you want to know? Why you have your teeth are going bad?
Yes, I guess. Yes.
Well, that's not the highest question. The highest question is, why are you so tense? Because a lot of the problems with your teeth come from years of grinding and clenching and, ooh, like the overbite of not letting go. You know, they're showing me two dogs in a tug of war with a toy.
Okay.
Okay. So what will she not let go of? Is that the highest question? Okay. Sheets. But could you give me a song, please?
Walking on Sunshine.
Okay. Where's the lack of joy, Julie?
Probably around my health.
Well, yes, and your lack of joy has created your health. So we have to get to the core of the lack of the joy. Now I'm going to a core belief, and before they tell me what it is, this is with your... has to do with your mom around age 2, 3, 4 in there. This page, no, this page here, 1 through 5. I don't think I have enough power to do this. I don't think I have enough power to create who I am. I don't think I have enough power to easily create who I am. So I have to bear down. I have to hold on. I'm going to hold on with all my... Can you feel that when you clench your teeth?
Yes. Maybe I clench them at night, but yes, I totally understand what you're saying.
Well... they're saying if you really get present, you'll realize that you're even doing it when you're awake in different ways. Like a lot of the times when I'm driving, I'll catch myself, I don't know, playing a tune with my teeth, going back and forth. And go, Deanna, relax your mouth. Relax your mouth. So... how did your mother teach you that you're not powerful enough to create your own life when you were very young?
Well, I guess just by being very overbearing and controlling, I guess.
Well, okay. And what is a mother who's overbearing and controlling? The subliminal message is, I don't trust you to do it. So I have to tell you what to do and take control and do it myself. And that's the message. That, and then we, as we grow older, we go, well, this is the way the world works. And so I really don't have the power and control that I want. But damn it, I'm not going to give it to you either. And then we've got the two dogs. So who in your life now is trying to be the powerful dog that gets the chew toy. It's
well,
a guy.
I don't really.
It's a guy. Yeah.
Huh. You know,
or
I don't,
it can be a female with male energy.
Well, I just have a lot of healthcare practitioners, I feel, that are trying to tell me what to do, and I'm trying to find my own knowing to know what to do, I guess.
Okay, again, yeah. I want to point out your words, Julie. I'm trying. As
you're
long
right,
as
I'm
you're
trying,
trying
okay.
guys, you will never be there. You will continue to create yourself trying. And yes, there's one in particular healthcare practitioner. And you're struggling with that chew toy with him because it doesn't feel in alignment for you what he's telling you. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, well then get another opinion about whatever it is.
Okay.
See? But are you going to be the powerful God of you that trusts your own knowing? Or are you going to be the God of you that says, well, he's a professional and I shouldn't listen to myself? Guys, you're always your highest answer if you go to your heart. If you go to your mind, not so much. But if you go to your heart, you are always your highest answer. All right, babe?
All right. Thank you, Dee.
You bet. All right, Miss Colleen in New York, you're on.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, I thought you said Colleen. It's Pauline. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, hi, Pauline. Oh, I had it wrong on my switchboard,
That's
baby.
That's okay. I don't
my
mind.
Apologies. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm really fine. Okay, I've been trying to get on for weeks, but maybe it wasn't meant to be. I wanted
It's always meant to be to get on.
Well, I had a
Unless you think
time.
It isn't. Unless
I'm trying
you
to figure
think it
out.
Isn't. Okay.
No, I don't know. I just don't know what I had to get off a few times, so maybe it was my fault. I was holding, but didn't have the patience. The question, is it possible for me to just ask the channel what to heal myself? Or I know you said about the child. I think I just had a breakthrough just last night, but like you had shared about your lately, but there might be more. I don't know. I want to know if
okay.
I am supposed to come. Can we do some kind of a payment plan? Because right now, you know, I want to know if we can do something like that. If I have if the channel, please.
Are you talking about coming to Creation Station, darling?
No, the channel, the one. I know
oh.
it's not that much, but the one with the children.
Yes,
I don't know
yes.
anything about
it
the
would
one.
Serve you considerably to do that. Okay. And again, guys. There are always payment plans. I never turn anybody away for the webinars, ever. But I do ask you to look into your energy and your truthfulness and pay what you can. Because I know that the world works, the way the world works is exchanging energy. So there has to be some kind of energy exchange, and that's all money is energy. So you just write Lauren or write me at IMD Wallace and let me know you want to do it and what you can afford to pay. I never turn anyone away, and I ask you to always pay what you can. So,
oh, I thought just in payment plan, so I'd pay the full price, but just in payment plan, whatever.
Well, you can do that over PayPal. Any
yeah.
single solitary thing you buy, you can do that on PayPal.
Oh,
guys.
I didn't know that. I had that option.
And Lauren will help you work through that. Okay.
Thanks.
But hold on, Pauline. I want to address a couple of other things now.
Okay, great. I heard you talk about the teeth. I need that advice as well. I heard that. It was perfect for me to listen.
Well, yeah, we're all fighting for our limitations, and that's kind of what that represents, two dogs pulling on a chew toy back and back. It's really cute as a game, but not so cute when we're creating our life in that struggle. The other thing I wanted to address with you is you said maybe you got impatient and just got off. For those people that have been with me for a while, Pauline, I want you to know, and you've seen it in this show already, that a lot of other people's stuff is your stuff. So you're not calling just to get on to talk. You are calling to listen and absorb all the information that comes in over the show. Because all, whatever, when all people are gathered together under the same intention, everybody's energy is everybody's energy. Everybody's stuff is everybody's stuff. We're one. Okay? Now, your specific question was, is there something the channel can tell you to move you ahead? Mm-hmm. The channel's answer to that and to everyone's question about that is no, you're already there. Again, if we keep saying, I'm not there, what do I have to do to get there? Your brain thinks in pictures. Your brain sees you as not there and struggling and trying. And you will continue to create that reality in your life. When you get up every day and go, today I know, and I am clear, and I'm there. Now, bring me in all the great information through the pituitary and pineal. Bring me all the light and all the knowledge through divine love. You see, that is consciously directing your energy toward where you want it to go, right, baby?
Wow. This is a perfect. I heard about the other people. I've not been with you that long, but yes, you're very, this reminds me, I keep saying the things that I have to watch what I say and do and be, and especially now, it's action time. I've got to do it now. I can't keep thinking about things. Just go ahead and do it.
Yes,
and,
guys.
Be there as if I'm there already.
You have to live it. You have to live it. To know and not to do is not yet to know.
Wow.
Okay. You got it, Pauline. And welcome to the community. You got a lot of love around you here, baby Kate.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we all need that love around us for sure. Margaret in Chattanooga, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I can't figure out. I must be out somewhere badly. About 3 weeks ago, I had just gotten my second vaccination. 2 weeks before that, took my car in, got it checked out. All it needed was an oil change, my 22-year-old car. And I was so excited because I was fully vaccinated. My car was fine. I went out and got a nice sandwich, a celebration. And on the way home, another car ran into me, twirled my car around, and I ended up in an ambulance on the way to the ER while my car was towed away. And it's been 3 weeks now. I wasn't seriously injured, though I was rather painfully injured. But then while I'm sitting here with instructions to keep my foot up because my foot was injured, I have twice had, sitting in my chair in my living room watching television and resting my foot, I have twice received nasty insect bites, the kind that swell up and turn red and hot and last 10 days to 2 weeks.
All right, Margaret,
weeks.
I got your answer.
That's out.
I got your answer.
Okay.
Okay. You tell me if this is a pattern in your life. You just start creating everything going well, and then all hell breaks loose again. Is that a pattern?
Well, that certainly happened this time.
I want to know if it's a pattern in your life, because the channel is saying it's very much a distinct pattern in your life.
I'm not aware of it, but maybe it is.
That's a belief. I mean, it doesn't have to be as volatilely, you know, shown to you as it was this time. But, oh, wow, I just got, you know, some extra money. Oh, shit, there's that bill.
Yep, that sounds familiar. Right now it's I hope to get that $1,400 I haven't seen yet, but it looks like it's gone to try to get my car fixed.
Okay, and what I want you guys to know, and I'm dealing, this is very much about expansion for all of us, that the more we create successfully, the more we continue to create successfully. Because there is a belief in you, Margaret. Well, it's pretty much it's what we got to with the other caller. When I come alive again, I'm sick. You see, I came alive. I created what I wanted. I was healthy. My car only needed this. Everything in my life was going great. Boy. But the other shoe always drops, and here it comes, and now a car's hit me. Oh,
yeah.
I just get ahead. Oh, here's the other shoe. Now I got to pay that big bill. Oh,
yeah,
I found the love of my life. I found the love of my life. Oh, my God, now he's cheating on me. I mean, it can show up a million different ways. What?
I said I haven't had that one. But
well, you don't want that one.
I don't
want
that
one.
I'm not looking for my life. I'm fine just by myself.
Well, that's not true either, because you always work with other energy guys. But as far as a mate, I understand what you're saying. Just make sure. Oh, well, that's part of it. You see, you're going, I'm insulated. You're insulating yourself. You have to open yourself up and allow all energy to come forward and create with you, Margaret, through divine love. Guys, I'm telling you, from doing all these private sessions and channelings for so many programs in the last 2 months, there's so much prevalence still about this belief in dark energy. And, oh, my God, if I open myself up, I'll get attacked. Well, you sure did, didn't you, Margaret? By another car.
Yeah.
So let's go over the basics quickly one more time. Everything is energy. Energy is neutral. There is no positive energy, no negative energy. Energy is neutral until it is directed and given a direction. We direct energy through our thoughts, our feelings, and our perspectives. If you have a belief in dark energy, you will create things in your life that appear to look like dark energy affecting you.
But I don't believe I have that belief, Dee. That doesn't sound true to me. It doesn't feel right at all.
I'm not speaking to you personally. I'm just trying to teach here for a minute, Margaret, with what you brought in. I get that you don't have a belief in dark energy, and you do have a belief that as soon as everything's going well, something has to happen.
Okay.
Something negative has to happen to rebalance all the good. And you have got to redirect your brain to go, well, that's BS. That, you know, no matter how many instances in my life I've had that, it's because of a belief that I've had, and now I'm shifting that belief. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You know what to do, Margaret. You've been here for a while. You know what to do. Love you, baby. All right, one more caller. Dory in Arizona. Whoops, I didn't get you on. You're on, baby.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I'm calling about our cat, Sasha. He's been kind of getting, he's not been well for about a week or so. Well, a week exactly in a day. And just wanted to see what the channel might say about that. We are trying to be at peace with whatever way it goes. We hope that he's going to recover. But if it's his time, we're trying to be in a positive, you know, spirit around that too. But we're, no one knows what it is. The vets are kind of befuddled. And it's just all kind of guesswork. But he's got some good moments and then not. And I was wondering
if
you could say anything about that.
He's ready to get ready to make his transition. I know, sweetheart. We never want to hear that about our pets. Now, when I say it's possible that he shifts that around, I get a yes. Is that the right question, Sheets? But give me a song.
Dave.
He's carrying some kind of trauma. Okay, before everybody checks out because it's about an animal, the channel is coming forward to saying this is a very important piece of information for all of us. He's carrying trauma from past lives. And now we're going to a core belief. This page here. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. In his past lives, he, God, they're showing me this scene like Siam, you know, and he didn't measure up to be the king's cat or whatever it was back then. That's just an example. Okay, So I would just start telling him, you're good enough. You're good enough, and we love you, and we accept you, and you are a part of this family, and we'll honor whatever decision you make. Now, can you see how
Definitely.
That's for all of us?
Yeah.
Right? For all the traumas that we're bringing in through past lives or this life that we're holding on to, we're good enough to let those go, guys. We're good enough. We've always been good enough to be the powerful gods of us that create love and joy and harmony and health and wellness and abundance in this world, in our lives. That's who we are if we define ourselves as that. I'm not getting anything else, baby.
Well, I certainly hope we can turn it around, and he definitely is a very magical kitty. So,
yeah.
Lovey-dovey.
Just let him know that he's enough and he's always been enough. And maybe by being with you, Dory, he's learned that. And so he's learned what he came back to learn, and he's ready to move on now. We all have to move on. You know, we all have to move on, guys, to come back and learn what else we want to learn, unless we choose to learn it now. Before I leave, I want to tell everybody, if you want to really read more about the pituitary and pineal, I love the stuff in Ramtha, the white book. It's around page 230, 231, and then it goes throughout the book too. And I hope you will join us. You've seen again today the importance of that little child and how that little child is affecting us in the creation of our lives now. There is no one that is not touched by the fear and timidness, interesting word, of our little children inside us. All righty, say it loud and say it proud. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.